The Napoleonic Wars, the First World War and the Second World War, where do they fit into Daniel and Revelation's prophecies?
All right, that's a good question. Well, when we look at prophecy, often the prophecies that we are dealing with in Daniel and Revelation have direct a direct connection with the people of God and situations that they are in. And when that involves other nations warring with each other, then they are definitely mentioned in there. But then we have other wars that are mentioned more indirectly or in general. And when it comes to the First World War and the Second World War, they are indirectly definitely mentioned in Bible prophecy. In Matthew 24, Jesus gives us the signs that will transpire before he will come again. And there he mentions there will be wars and rumors of wars. You can read that there in the beginning of that chapter. So there definitely that has an application to the First and Second World War, which have costed so many lives. But a direct prophecy referring to the aspect of when it would happen and time is not found in the Bible, but indirectly, definitely. Mm. When it comes to the war with Napoleon, later on in the series, we'll study a prophecy that does refer to Napoleon, so we'll keep that for later in the series.
Would it be true to say also with the First and Second World War that it is an attempt to unite Europe together?
Exactly. Those of you that were here... That was actually Friday. In our last study, Friday. We looked at this amazing prophecy found in Daniel chapter 2. And when we came to the feet of part of iron and part of potter's clay, if you remember, there was an attempt to unite the fallen Roman Empire, or Europe as we know it today. But that attempt was in vain. And certainly the Bible showed that it would remain separate.